Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ellen Rohr back on the show. Do not unbuckle those seatbelts. I've told you before, Ellen's coming. Buckle up and pull them tight because we're in for a wild ride, as we always are. She's the founder of Bare Bones Biz, the author of the whole Bare Bones series, including the Bare Bones Biz Plans, Where Did the Money Go?, and other great resources, and she's here to talk to us about how to get our business squared away so we can start out fresh in January. Ellen Rohr, welcome back to the show.
Woo! I'm so happy to be here.
It's good to have you here.
Yeah, I'm having fun. And the holidays are stressful enough without having this looming year end when it comes to business. Like people say, oh, it's a year end, like they have to go into a cave for 6 weeks or something. So we're going to make things easy for you this holiday season and easy on the accounting. We're going to talk about the year end accounting cleanup.
So, all right. So, folks, these are practical things that she's going to talk to you about. We're not going to teach you how to do accounting. She's going to talk to you about how to be practical. And so that you can, you know, folks, Ellen, I think we got to say this, folks. There are businesses that have good products, customers want their products, but they fail because they can't take care of the financial management. Right, Karen?
You
talk about this all the time. You had a business that was almost like this. I've had problems like this in the past. I mean, who hasn't? What small business hasn't had these things?
Yeah, and I was loving Karen, your previous guest, so much. So I boiled down our talk today to 3 points. Okay, the power of three. So the first instruction is when it comes to the year end, take a deep breath and take it easy. None of this is all that important. If you make a mistake, you can fix it. When it comes to accounting, people don't start bleeding uncontrollably or stop breathing. You know, there are real emergencies in life, and this is not one. So relax a little bit. That's my first takeaway from today. So you can clean things up. And then, Jim, we were talking at the break, cleaning up the accounting at the end of the year is a lot like spring cleaning. You talk about that. Share that with us.
Well, I just try to help ask people to think about, if you remember, you know, in the old days when you were your grandmother would do spring cleaning, you know, in the spring they'd take all the, you know, remember the first really nice day of the spring, all the windows come up and you just air everything out. Well, you want to make the house fresh, everything in the house fresh. Well, and that kind of freshness seeking in your business needs to happen in December. So you're fresh in January when the new year starts. You're not carrying any baggage. In this case, you're not carrying any baggage from the last year into the new year. Let the new year start out with its best chance of survival without old baggage.
Well, and so that brings me to my second point. I love every bit of that. You can also get some help. Like sometimes the spring cleaning, you're going to invite the kids to help you or you're going to hire a cleaning service. You know, you don't have to do everything. So the second point is to assemble your bean counting team. I call this the bean team. The bean counting team is anyone who works with you who helps with the accounting. So this could be your CPA. This could be your bookkeeper. Maybe it's just you, and now it's time to find somebody who's going to help you put your taxes together. Assemble these bean counters and have a meeting. You can do it virtually. You can do it over the phone. So there's no excuse for not getting this done over the next couple of weeks before the year ends. And the bean team, you're going to sit them down and say, here's the goal. We want to get the taxes done with no extension. And I want to use this opportunity between now and getting our taxes done, say by February 15th, set the goal. We want to get this done, and I want to use this opportunity to learn something about the accounting. So I promise to sit shoulder to shoulder with you, and let's go line by line, down the balance sheet, down the income statement. QuickBooks calls it a profit and loss. Go down those major cash reports. trot out the cash flow statement. I know you love that report,
mm-hmm.
Jim. Those
Absolutely.
Three reports are all there is when it comes to accounting. Everything else is a subset. So if you go through those accounting reports line by line and you ask your Beam team, what's in there? What does that number stand for? How does it get there? Do we need it? Why do we have so much detail? Could we use two instead of five categories? You know, if you go through line
or,
by line.
Or you may be trying to manage a certain part of your business a little bit better, and you might say, what's that? And they say, well, that's this, this, and this. And you say, look, I'd like to have that one broken out into its own line. You might actually ask them to do that.
You just want to, this is the key to this. If you go through your financial reports line by line, what you're looking for is to assemble the data in a way that helps you make more money.
It's a management tool, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, hold on that thought. Eleanor and I are going to be right back. Eleanor, give us your website quickly, please.
EllenRoar.com, EllenRoar.com.
Stay with us, 20 tips.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.